I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time to ruin yet another relationship
okay.
with great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have a lovely couple today, although they've been arguing, unfortunately. That's why they're here. They are moving in together.
Yay.
Maybe.
Aww.
Oh, there's a problem with the move-in?
Yeah.
Retro.
She won the toss, so she goes first. Hannah?
Yay.
Congratulations. Like, what's the...
Question mark?
Yeah, why is a move-in causing great mate debate?
So it's gotten kind of complicated, but my boyfriend Jacob and I, we've been dating for like a year, and so we decided to move in together, and he was going to move into my place, which he still is, but I just found out that he got a storage place and put all of his like furniture, like his bed and other things in there, and it just feels like, why would he do that if he wants to move in with me and he wants to like be with me?
Were those things supposed to come to your place? Oh, what?
You think him having a storage unit is a backup plan?
Yeah, it's like he's halfway in and halfway out, and I just think he needs to be all in or all out.
I don't normally jump this fast, but let's just get him involved right away. Jacob?
Yay.
So you've clearly had this argument a few times with her. Why don't you catch us up? How is she seeing this wrong? Are you half in or are you?
I'm all in. I don't really, the whole argument about I have to get rid of all my stuff, like sell it off or whatever, and come in with no physical objects other than like a couple suitcases. I mean, I could make the same argument for her. Why don't you get rid of all your stuff, honey? And I'll bring my stuff in. Ultimately, it's better stuff. Like, I have a better couch, a better bed than you.
Oh.
Like,
whoa. Then why aren't, look, oh, I don't want to debate. We can debate that. But I bet you her stuff
fits the space better.
Exactly. My stuff fits the place. It's already put together. Why would we move my stuff out and your stuff in? That just doesn't make any sense.
Hannah, can I ask you a question? And I'm not trying to be mean. If that were the case, if Jacob's things were going to be moved into the home, would you sell your stuff or would you want a storage unit for it?
Well, if that was the case, then I would sell it because I wouldn't need it anymore. But that's not the case because my stuff fits in my place.
And you guys are, you are in agreement. You were in agreement, at least, that if we're moving in together, we're moving into your place. Right? Jacob, do you agree?
I mean, it could just as easily be my place.
Okay. Like, but see, it seems to me like you're changing the rules of engagement right now. Like,
yeah. You got to move into her place.
Yeah.
Her place is, I'm assuming, cleaner.
We're making
nicer.
We're making a whole lot of presumptions.
You ever been to a dude's place before?
Right.
The location's better, everything. We already decided this. Why are we backtracking now? See? It just seems like you're looking for reasons.
Maybe stay separate. Have either of you lived with partners before?
We have.
No.
Oh.
So he has, she hasn't, is okay. What I'm getting.
Yeah.
It's just so tricky because I'm like, clearly you're not seeing eye to eye, but I get where, you're all going to be shocked, I get where Hannah's coming from. Like, my fiance and I did the like move-in thing, and it was very simple. We were moving into my place, but he did not get rid of stuff.
He didn't?
He either put it in the basement, aka a storage unit, or we used it. And And also, we didn't just go copy paste, this is my place with him in it. It had to become
your
a little bit. Yeah. But I get why she's like, it feels, especially with him now backtracking on where they're go, like where they're going to live. It feels like he's a little hesitant to just commit.
Let me get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423. You can call or text, pick a side. I am a firm believer, but I'm not so much in this. I think if you have a backup plan,
you'll always go to it.
You'll back up. Like,
totally.
Like when I was in a band, other guys in the band had safety nets and then they weren't committed. Like you have to
be other money. They had other income.
Yes. And we have to go. And it's like, yeah, but I'm also like, oh, I have a job over here that makes me tons. It's like,
right.
If you don't have a safety net, like if you're walking a tightrope and there's a safety net, it's a different walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's like, he knows that at any point his stuff is right over there. But I also, in this particular example, it seems unreasonable to go come in here. And if this doesn't work out, you're at zero.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Also, let's not compare a loving, beautiful relationship to a tightrope.
I'm sorry. Do you have another thing to compare it to? Because isn't it a bit of a tightrope? Like, if you're committed to each other, there are going to be times
where
it is a fall to your death or make it work.
Right. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, if when we hired Erica, if she was like, I'm so excited. Not moving just yet. Mm. We'll see how it works. And we're like, well,
no, the show is here.
Yeah, right. It's here. And you're kind of either all in or all. And if that we would be feeling uneasy if she was going, well, I'd like to just see how it goes. Right. You know,
I'll fly in every Tuesday and be here for 3 days. No. And yeah.
Is that how you're feeling, Hannah? Like, I don't know what to do because I don't think you're wrong.
Hannah's not wrong.
But she's not right
he's
either.
Giving,
but she's not right. Sure.
You wouldn't get like. You didn't force your fiancé to get rid of his stuff. Like, she's...
Well, but is his stuff ugly?
I don't think he's actually not attached to his things. He just needs to jump the bullet and get rid of it and commit.
I really don't see how me wanting to hold on to some perfectly useful, high-quality general furniture...
They're not that high quality.
So hold on, Hannah.
Look, can I get to my point? My point is, like, we could easily argue that, like, let's say things are going really well and we move into a bigger place together or, like, I don't know, buy a house one day. And, like, wouldn't it be nice to have that furniture to move it in there as well?
Okay, so up until then, it's just
I make so much money that we can just burn it on and on. Like, come on.
He's got a point. We did that.
But you'll make money on the furniture.
So then, we're just test. Mm. It's just a giant test. I don't want to feel like
you
that,
think this
no,
is a test.
It's not this. You're looking for an excuse for it to make it like I don't.
Hannah, so you have not lived with a significant other. Jacob has. Jacob, is this the furniture you had with your significant other?
It is not. Okay. I had to buy all new furniture.
Oh.
Oh, you're coming from a place of wound. I get
that
it.
Changes things.
You guys, I just need to clarify, Hannah, what do you think the test is? Like, he's moving in to see if you're the one? Like, that, because when you said the word test, I'm like, it is a test, but you're
it's
testing.
It's always a test.
Yes.
No, but she's the one testing.
What do you mean?
She's saying, do you love me? Then get rid of your stuff. That's the test.
Yeah, but
to pass the test, you have to get rid of everything.
She's
you have to go all in. Like, that's...
It should be a given.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
I shouldn't have to say that. It should be a given. I'm not budging.
You're not budging,
Hannah.
At all? No compromise at all. What's the couch like? Could we move the couch in?
I don't.
It's a dude couch. You don't.
I know. It's totally gross leather. Yeah.
We're doing such stereotypical things, but like, just I've never seen guys' furniture that survives the move. It just doesn't. Because it's like, if we move into a house, that futon will come in handy. No, it won't. You're nasty.
In my fiance's office as we speak.
For now.
Yeah. For now. You're right.
Hannah, Jacob, don't move. We're going to get a jury for you. Hang on. She's not. You think she's not wrong, but I also think she's not right.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't love that she literally just said, like, you're either in or you're out. Like that feels
a line in the sand is so healthy for relationships.
Right. It feels a little unfair. It's giving ultimatum. I mean, it is an ultimatum, but.
I'm just anti-storage unit in general because I think as a recovering hoarder, if you, it's like you said, if you have the storage unit, you go, oh, just put it in storage, and that thing's full.
Or just make a decision.
And you don't even know exactly, and you're not actually making a decision. So I think it might be better for him to just make a decision.
All right. Cool. Pick a side. Does he have to get rid of his stuff when they move in together to prove he's all in, or can he keep it for a while? 303-222-5423.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a great mate debate that I don't know if anybody else feels the way I feel. This isn't going well.
No.
Not for us, not for either of them.
Hannah and Jacob are about to move in together.
Hopefully.
They're very accurately said.
Yeah.
They're moving into her place. So it's like, well, my furniture's already here. So just get rid of yours. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to put it in a storage place.
Right.
And she's like, that feels like you're not committing. Which I totally get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it also does. Yeah.
It's just. Yeah. It also feels really unfair. But it's like.
Because they're not engaged. They're not married. They are just dating, which I think. I agree with moving in with someone before you get engaged. But there is that level of what if we break up.
And he's already gone through this once. So. Right. Hannah, Jacob, feel free to jump in with anybody, whether they're on your side or opposed. And we're going to start with Heather.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I understand both points. I'm leaning more toward Jacob's, to be honest. My husband and I mean, we moved in before we got married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we moved in, my husband's stuff, a lot of it went into storage. Now, that came in handy later on when we got a house. So then we had more stuff to fill out the house. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea.
But does it ring like lack of commitment? Do you see any of her side where it's like...
Right.
Like this... It is the safety net. It's like I want to be with you forever, but just in case.
Yeah, let me have my getaway.
Unit.
I think there's a lot more, I guess, than just the furniture, maybe. Because
yeah.
If it's just the items, I mean, I didn't care that my husband was keeping all of his other like his bigger items, like. He had some couches that got put in storage. I guess I personally didn't care. We moved in together, and it really, that wasn't an issue for us.
It does feel like, but it just seems like you're more understanding than...
What I'm trying to think of my wife, she's very into like interior design. Mm-hmm. And if when we move into a house, she isn't going, oh, great, we can bring all your old stuff to fill it. She's going, no, I want to pick out new stuff for us and have it all be cohesive.
Yeah.
And that would feel like I'm taking another thing away from her. Of like,
right,
now
you
don't
want to go into the storage unit time machine and find 10-year-old guy picked stuff
for
your brand
off,
new
honey.
Build. Right. Thank you for the call. Ophelia?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I kind of have my own side at this point. So I think that we could probably move some of his stuff into her house and she can move some of her stuff out. And then they, whatever they want to keep, if they do get a bigger house, they can put it in the storage unit.
I mean, I like it. I just...
That's not really where she stands.
To me, it doesn't... It feels like it's less about the furniture. It's more about...
There's a deeper issue.
Yeah, you're either in or you're out in your world, Hannah. Is that really how you feel?
Yeah, I think so. It's either in or out because right now it just feels like a big lack of commitment.
Hannah, do you trust him? It kind of sounds like you just don't trust him.
I do trust him. I just don't think that it doesn't feel good and have basically like their safety net and one foot in and one foot out.
Like what?
But what is a safety net for you guys together in the future?
Yeah. Well, then we're starting over. Like, we'll get new things, you know? Like,
no, it sounds like you're going to keep your
things. Yeah.
We're not living in the past. So I just think it shouldn't be an issue for him to get rid of his stuff that I don't necessarily even like anyway.
Oh, boy. Brenda?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Jacob's side, and I think he should run because this is going to be your place, not Hannah's place, and just insert Jacob. So it's not fair to ask him to just get rid of all of his stuff. It should be moving some stuff out, moving some stuff in, and making it your place together.
You know, it's so tough, though, because girls have such better taste.
Yes. There's nothing from what my dorm room. I'm gonna bring in my
okay,
beer.
Not
poster?
Everyone met yeah, when like, they were as young as you. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I agree.
What do you have?
That's... But this is such a trope. But it's more like he doesn't want to get rid of it though.
Maybe he's not ready to be in a long term serious relationship.
This doesn't mean two things can be true. Your crap can be nicer, but I don't have to get rid of my stuff to prove that I'm ready to be in a relationship.
There's Thank you.
That doesn't prove anything. It just proves that if this doesn't work, I'm at zero. And guess what you have? Everything you had before. I have nothing. Because here's the other thing. If he sells all this stuff, does he keep the money or do they put it in the pot? They put it in the pot probably, right?
But then if he gets a storage unit, does he pay for it solo or does she have to pay for part of it?
Of course I pay for it solo. It's my stuff.
Oh, okay.
See, but that's who won? Because we have to be done. Yeah. What do the texts look like?
The texts are very all over the place, but a lot of people are saying if she's willing to give an ultimatum about this, what else is she going to give an ultimatum about? And I never want to go against a girl, but I get what they're saying.
Jacob.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keep your stuff.
And maybe get out of the relationship.
In fact, I would probably keep your apartment.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.